off of, but Milo says he's got a really weird feeling about this place, so I guess try to keep your guards up. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to sleep in shifts.
Weird how.
It wasn't very specific about it.
We should probably have someone on watch anyway.
I figured we probably would. But first,
Naomi,
a little bit of...
Naomi will just shrug and say to Milo, if you've got anything more, let Astoria know, because... gonna know the better questions to ask than I am.
I don't know. It's just a feeling.
Is it weird? Dangerous?
Foreboding?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not a good place. I don't know why. I mean, Chase said there's dead people upstairs.
There's dead people ever really bothered you?
I mean, I think that makes the point for him.
Okay. We should probably check upstairs with a little bit of magic.
Maybe see how they died.
They're a little shriveled. Mm. They've been dead a while. That's kind of big magic to look back that far. I'm gonna go up there and check for quintessence and check the vibes and if there's anything actually, I guess, weirder to see, then I'll bring the rest of you in, and otherwise maybe no one has to go up there and see it.
I don't mind if you need someone else.
Well, if we're going to be doing anything, let's do it in here, and some of us can work to cover while others set up their effects.
Probably, as a general rule, nobody goes anywhere alone.
Hey, Naomi.
Yes.
Any weird spirit activity here, or lack thereof? I know you can kind of see that, and I'd rather not ding the magic too much if I don't have to.
No, that's Naomi, fair. Yes.
You haven't noticed it before now, because it's a blizzard. And it's been freezing. And there's been a lot of things to do. But now that she mentions it, and you're thinking about it, it's a ghost town, except the opposite. There's nobody here.
No. It's weird. Now that you mention it, I haven't even seen ghosts here.
Is the gauntlet...
Go ahead, sorry.
I would just think that there'd be someone, especially with there being set upstairs. Every town has some residual ghosts over the years that just haven't gotten around to passing on. There have been a lot more lately, especially because of the change, but there aren't any here that I've seen.
In a hallowed ground sort of way, or?
Is the gauntlet thicker or thinner here?
I can't tell, but...
We'd have to look.
Yeah, we would have to check, but I don't know, I guess I just assume it's what it would normally look like to anyone else.
Astoria tilts her head at Milo and Taryn. Does it feel like this area is claimed by something?
Hmm. Taryn gives you the old, weird, weird, weird. And Milo pops one eye open, as if perturbed at the disturbance of his nap. Kind of gives you a squint. Maybe that is it. I mean, that's why it feels weird.
If it's a spiritual something, they maybe left an energy signature around here that other spirits can feel. I mean, there's no other spirits here. If you and Taryn are the only ones that can feel anything uncomfortable, that means something with bigger juju than you guys.
And it hides really well.
That's not great. I need to go look at those bodies.
Yeah. We'll go up there together then. And before that, Alaytha's got a good idea about staying down here so that some people can cover it.
You don't gotta ask me twice. Start it. Jesse's gonna get comfortable by the fire.
Naomi, keep an eye out. Spirit stuff.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Starting with getting Naomi to cover my spells and Alaytha to cover Astoria's and turn on a couple of visions and head upstairs.
Question, yeah. With just Prime, could you just do general blanket coverage?
It would be Prime correspondence to ward an entire area. If that's okay. Your thought of, let me ward the whole house of not get seen.
Or some fucking ammo net.
Yeah.
I mean...
Good thing Alaytha has that.
Yeah, Alaytha does have
both have that.
Yeah, do that. Cover the house so that we can be a little more liberal with our magic.
Technically, because it's Prime Core, there's three of us that have that combination, I believe.
Yeah, I have Rotten Liar.
That's fair. Keep your nose out of it.
Yeah, that's why Jesse's by the fire comfortable. I'm not useful right now.
Alright, so that should be what, a sphere 2 effect?
I think so.
God, I can't remember what, I keep forgetting what wards are. It's either 2 or 3.
I think it's 2.
It's prime 2 correspondence 2 for a minor ward here. That would do things like, say, increase the difficulty of perception awareness checks to notice by one, it sounds like by one per success.
Yeah.
Big wards are correspondence for.
Yeah, if y'all stack like 4 or 5 successes, a +5 to the difficulty to see this is...
Cool, because Alaytha got 4 on her own.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Naomi is going to probably dump 7 more into it.
Dice rolls.
Not standing where I have a mouse to check that.
Fucking incredible.
Okay. That's a lot of successes to Correspondence Prime blanket this place. All of you guys kind of feel like almost a crackle of static electricity. Kind of like when a really big thunderstorm goes by and you can almost taste the lightning. Just kind of crackles in a wave over you through the whole house, and you can tell that shit is up.
For this, actually, Alaytha will be using... at the end of it, a bit of, like, shattered mirror dust that she basically throws to the four winds. And it basically it ripples out from her, or at least her successes do, in the directions that she throws it.
Dust.
Yeah, a little bit. Not all magic's healthy.
That's a war crime, brother.
Look, it has multiple uses, okay?
Well, pocket grouch.
Pocket grouch. a million T1 successes to turn on. Oh my fucking god, brother. Entropy vision. By million T1, I mean 5 to turn on entropy vision, 6 to turn on prime vision.
Okay.
And only 2 to turn on spirit vision.
Can I add a task or a quint to mine to make the effect last till morning for this coverage?
Sure. And even with the difficulty increase, that is going to be 2 successes on a mind effect to not have difficulty deciphering having 3 new senses added to my shit.
Alrighty. And Astoria.
2 for spirit, 0 out for entropy. I'm going to take my paradox and roll again.
Okay, what are you at for paradox?
3.
Eighteen, you were good.
All right, and then 1 success to turn on entropy vision.
Okay.
Because if 4 plus 2 minus 1, yeah. So diff 5, 1 success. Is that enough? 1
success for entropy. You said 2 for spirit. And yeah. Chase, you had Hella for entropy.
And I've also still got Prime up from earlier. Yeah. If that's okay. Because I did it right when we were outside here.
Yeah, 5
can for I get entropy. Those in the chat? In the dice rolls chat?
Yeah. Oh, come here, phone. That good?
And keeping a hold of Albo to give me dark vision.
Yeah.
You know? I'm gonna do the thing. The thing where I played a character with resources 5. And I don't think Benji can reasonably say that I would not have a lantern.
Valid.
So we're going to go ahead and just actually take a light up this time instead of fumbling around in the dark, because Chase is already holding on to 4 magical effects and doesn't need to be doing more for a little bit more light.
Valid. I'll allow you to say that you lit it before you came up here.
We were still planning to do all the stuff in the living room before we went up, I thought.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like that. Draw sword with other hand, leaving the shield downstairs, and leading the way upstairs.
Taryn is coming up with Astoria, because bows in close quarters, generally not great.
Samson will bring up the rear in a Astoria probably already knows that if she's between Samson and a problem, don't be.
Yeah. Very specifically, yes.
Yeah, Jessica's probably lingering on the stairs within easy shouting distance, but also able to keep an eye on the rest of the group as well. Alrighty. Astoria, you don't catch much with entropy. With spirit, either. As Milo said, if there's something spirit around, it is very good at hiding itself. Chase, you do catch the tiniest hint of something spirit that was here at some point, but it is nothing more than a whiff of smoke. Entropy, on the other hand, there is the tiniest hint, like perfume from someone who walked past 15 minutes ago, of weaverish influence.
Okay.
Is it... You said it's like faint, like perfume that went by 15 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, like, it was probably a while ago in that case.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very specifically how Chase is seeking out these things. He is just going to be sniffing at the room. In a very, like, hand held up towards Astoria, give me a minute, I'm thinking kind of way while he sniffs. But when he's done, he's going to look at Astoria, who was just about to say something, it sounded like.
Yeah, Weaver energy? Spiders, right?
Yep.
You said mummified?
You're right. Drained, maybe?
Drained, maybe? Less than ideal either way. People don't mummify on their own, especially in the summer.
No, you're right. It smells like whatever was here has been gone a while.
Milo's still picking something up. So is Taryn. Maybe good at hiding?
So are we, now that we're using magic to look for it. I mean, what's the move? Do we accept that we wasted a couple of hours getting all of this together and push on? Or cross our fingers and sleep?
Benji.
Mm-hmm.
May I? Okay. So... theoretically, Weaver web.
Yes.
Prime, spirit, entropy.
Okay.
May I make you a perception roll specifically to look for that? In that... you know how, like, if you touch a spider web, the mm-hmm. spider can feel the vibrations?
Yes.
I want to know if we walked in any.
Okay.
Perception
give me...
of cult, maybe?
No.
Perception awareness?
I'll call it a perception awareness difficulty 8.
May Taryn also make that?
Difficulty 6, excuse me.
Okay, diff 6. May Taryn also make that?
Sure.
And Samson?
Yeah.
Just two.
Four for Terran, five for Astoria.
Okay. Whatever was here has woven something into this place. Probably through the umbral side of this place. To keep an eye on it. And probably knows that you're here.
Spiders? The spiders. Spirit spiders, they kind of wove their webs through this place to keep an eye on it, maybe. It's almost definitely in the other side of the Umbra from this place. It almost certainly knows we're here. That's almost certainly a bad time for us. If it comes back.
Delightful. I'd like to note that this is going to be loud enough that they can probably hear it downstairs. Chase just kind of leans his head back and goes, "God damn it!"
What now? Well,
Lampy is going to look over at whoever is nearby and just go, "That's probably not good."
You hear running feet as Jessica barrels into the room.
It's not an emergency, Jessica. We're just in a spider nest. Which means you should probably be going the other way.
What? That sounds like a fucking emergency.
What's the emergency?
It's not an emergency. Chase is gonna head back downstairs. Assuming Astoria is willing to turn and walk away from this.
Yes. Specifically.
Further investigation of the bodies. Walking downstairs. I'm just throwing that out there because that was the original reason you guys went upstairs. So I'm just
We found out that this is a spider nest, and we'll get back to those in a moment. After,
yeah, we're gonna debrief first, I think, and then
after
finish.
We calm down Jessica's emergency stuff, just go back downstairs. No, it's probably not an emergency. We are kind of in a spider's nest right now. Okay. Like. Weaver spider on the other side. Watching us, probably across the dimensions, or feeling us moving around in their homes at least.
Yeah, like you know how like a fly like vibrates a spider web? Yeah, or the flies. I don't think we're stuck, but
we're not stuck. Well,
we don't know.
Chase is gonna open the door and step outside.
That lets a lot of cold air in.
He's going to step back inside and close the door. All right, so we're not stuck.
Could be the boundaries of the property.
Fucking could be. One way or another, we absolutely fucking do freeze to death out there if we go out there tonight. Unless we want to do a whole lot more magic. And paint a whole lot more target on our backs for the Nefandi. So. Time check. Jesse, you are familiar with. Yeah. Jesse, is it like fucking midnight already? You know what time it is always.
Chase would know that Naomi knows too.
It's 11:47.
He's just gotten used to asking, Jesse.
Yeah, she's right. It's
all right. So it's fucking midnight. I'm seeing two options here. One is we relocate at fucking midnight in the middle of a blizzard, and it's an awful experience. Or we go into the Umbra and throw a torch into a spider web.
Well,
or ask them. I guess we could maybe just talk to them. Weaver spirits are, well, varied and numerous, I suppose. Never mind. Let's try talking, and when that doesn't work, we get the fire out.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
With our current levels, could Naomi and Aletha basically take the bubble of don't see us moving? He doesn't seem to like this question.
Prime 2 matter 2, tether it to an article of clothing.
That, you would need to recast it.
Yeah.
Just redo it.
Well, if we stay for a little bit longer, Naomi and I should be able to kind of make a bubble of don't see our magic that we take with us. Combine that with a couple of you using some forces magic for some heat, or basically creating an air pocket around us. We might be able to move through it.
Or maybe before we try that, we have Jesse look to see if it comes back. Because that's a lot of magic to do just to keep us from freezing to death, let alone the sleep deprivation and...
I'm not saying it's ideal.
Horses and...
Also, just had a thought that might be a good... Aletha, I like your thinking. And if it comes down to it, I think that is the vibe. But, like, I really don't want to... It's fucking midnight, man.
I understand.
So, Jesse, take a look at some of them strands of fate and see how many of them are actually strands of spider. Fuck.
Before that, I've already made a roll about a different check while you guys were upstairs.
So, what are your parameters for doing this? Because to do this, typically, it has generally been exploring the outcomes of different choices.
We have a route that we're following, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jesse is looking at what happens if they follow the plan that they have set right now.
That plan being stay here for the night and then move in the morning?
Yes. And then following where they go in the morning, tying correspondence in if I need to.
Okay. Nine, five, three, four, so two successes.
With the rope?
Three successes with the rope. There is danger involved in staying, and there is danger involved in going. Different flavors of danger. You can't say for sure that whatever this is going to turn up, but there seems to be a possibility of it.
How big is that
you don't know. You also can't really tell the nature of exactly what it is, which is weird. Okay. You don't get a clear, like, that's so Raven image of what's going on. You get vibes of danger versus not danger and the probability of each. going out and trying to forces magic battle it out with a blizzard is not unlikely to kill you. It might be doable. You might get it done. You might also blow yourself up or just fail and freeze to death. There are no safe options here. That much is clear.
Yeah.
No matter what choice you guys make here, something is dangerous. It's not, you're not turbo fucked. It's probably no higher than a 50-50 shot at best. It's just you're choosing one danger or another.
So if I had to rank how scary the vibes are, the leaving vibe is giving more death?
There's a lot more ways that leaving could go wrong.
Okay.
Someone botches the role. Someone gets too much paradox from literally fighting a blizzard. There's multiple ways that can go wrong.
Okay. So when Chase asks, Jesse's going to go, what am I looking at again? I already looked a little bit. What were you asking?
I was going to ask for you to take a look and see how bad it looks to stay here versus moving on.
We should stay.
Okay. So that's what you already looked. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, Naomi, I think you're the only one here that knows how to do this. And I'm not confident that you know how to do it, but I know you can do it. So,
spit it out.
You think you could just project your eyesight onto the other side of the gauntlet to see the spider web that's waiting on the other side?
Yeah, I've done stuff like that before.
I think that would be like correspondence to Spirit 3.
She's looked at the other side of the gauntlet without having Spirit 3 before, but she does have Spirit 3. And correspondence would have to equal whatever the other level is.
Oh god, not the music change.
So, Naomi's going to pull out her mirror.
Wait, there's music?
There hasn't been much.
Okay, well, I heard the music changed. I'm like, wait a minute. I just realized.
It made spooky noises. Yeah. It was ambiance and less music.
Oh, that thing. Spooky. Okay.
10 dice rolls.
Okay. Nomi. You look through the mirror into the near Umbra and get the typical the upside down version of the little farm. You see the house that you're in, you see the outbuildings. There's no snow here in this version. living in the shadows. What you also don't see are spoods. You do see strands of something. Umbral in nature. Around the house and stretching off in each direction in kind of a radius, more or less stretching out of sight. So it's not clear where the edges of it are unless you want to explore that a little bit.
How prolific are the strands? How many are there?
Not very many. It's very thin, whatever it is. give me perception alertness, difficulty 6.
Three suck? Yep.
Okay. That is what you see. No obvious spoods, but weird strands of umbral spiritual energy just kind of laced
through the area. And they're not going off in any specific direction, they're going off in various directions.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not seeing any spiders, but there's...
Oh, thank fuck.
There's something that's not quite webbing. There's some strands of something that are around the house and stretching off.
Can you show me?
She'll tilt the mirror.
Banjo?
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence occult?
Diff 9.
Sorry, having to grab all my dice one-handed because baby cat is being a baby.
Can I also make that roll with River?
Is it diff 9?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, reroll 10 to 10. 4 successes.
Those are absolutely sensory strands for some kind of Weaver entity to know that you have entered its space. There are a few varieties of Weaver entity that could be. Definitely something that pattern spiders would use. Essentially the middle of a pattern spider web would be much denser, but these kind of, strands would kind of lead into the center. You personally have not poked around in the web. But virus spirits would do something like this. You've also heard of Ananasi doing something like this.
And what are those?
Were spiders. It is not an uncommon thing for Weaver spirits to do. It's not even necessarily out of the reach of glasswalkers. You've never explicitly seen glasswalkers do it. You and Seth kind of deliberately didn't spend a lot of time in cities, which is glasswalker territory. But if glasswalkers wanted to know that someone had entered an area, this could also be something they could call upon a spirit to do. Any number of Weaver spirits could do this, but it is most definitely a alarm system.
Well, that's good news. It looks like we're not in the center, at least. More on the periphery. Definitely still sending vibrations into the center, but maybe not.
Where's the center, then?
Which direction is the web pointing?
Yes.
That's a question for Ben, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Perception alertness. No, perception investigation.
What diff?
Diff 7.
Does Naomi not specifically know? She's got correspondence up right now.
Valid. She does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And the spirit magic to untangle the weird correspondence fuckery that happens in the Umbra, even.
Nomi.
Yar.
It seems to radiate outward from Garden Prairie, the small town to the east. Garden Prairie, the small town to the east. Very small town.
Like Naomi's gonna know that then.
So east.
Fucking city girl. It's coming from the east.
Is there anything in that direction, Aletha?
Well, we are just outside of Garden Prairie.
I'd say probably there then.
I'd say depending on how far this particular one goes. I mean, it might be Marengo. But we are probably 10 minutes away from Garden Prairie at most.
Ooh, that's not ideal.
Well, at least we didn't push on to get there.
Yeah. That would have been worse. So do we risk it and stay here? Because it sounds like anywhere else we'd be moving on would be worse. Maybe we put up some wards of some kind spiritually. Maybe fake it out that we left.
Yeah, can you ease down the vibrations?
Not without being there, personally. Naomi would have to. And umber rifts are a little hard to cover up.
That, and I'd be a little bit concerned about messing up something to that effect.
Yeah, so we'd have to do it here, like on this side. Kind of make our presence less known. Because without going through, I don't think there's a way to do it well enough.
Could you dampen the spiritual feel of this area without crossing through?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We could put up some wards and stuff like that, and it maybe would prevent some of it from going through to the Umbra, but on that side, we couldn't do it remotely.
Thicken the gauntlet a bit here. Hope it's enough.
It'll at least give us a warning sign before something comes through. Theoretically.
That's better than nothing.
Naomi, Yumi, and Chase are gonna have to be up on all watches.
Yep.
Could you rotate who's up?
Yes, but one of the three of us would have to be.
I think we can make that work.
Us are letting Milo and Taryn stay up with someone else if they're taking watch. Yeah, that should be doable.
I can take first watch, or last watch, whichever one works for you guys. Wow. I can take middle watch. How about that? That's the interrupt you in the middle of the sleep one that everybody hates, right?
That's fine.
Astoria, you usually stay up later anyway. I'll take the last watch then, since I tend to get up earlier.
That works for me.
I can join whoever feels they need a little company, although it won't help as much with this.
Sounds like you and me, Aletha. Because you get up obscenely early as well.
Well, given it's already midnight...
Yeah, I'm gonna go fuck sleep. Astoria, wake me up when it's my turn.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody heading off to sleep except Astoria, and I'm going to just say Jessica.
River will be up as well.
I think Chase, Naomi, and Samson are all going to be dogpiled on the couch unless someone objects.
Yeah, Olathe's going to grab a chair.
Chase will offer his sleeping bag as either extra insulation or, well, his ground pad as additional ground pattery for whoever's sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor.
Okay.
It, you know, in exchange for not fighting him on getting the couch.
Do you want a nightmare roll to see if Jesse ends up for the last shift?
Sure.
Total or current?
Current.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. Astoria.
Yes.
I need a willpower roll. Difficulty 9.
Wild. Current or total?
Current.
Yeah. Great. Diff 9. Do 10s re-roll.
Yes.
Phenomenal. Let's re-roll those 2. 4 successes.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Astoria, you feel a very strong urge to go to sleep. You are so fucking tired. But you're able to push through it. Beside you, Jessica, who you know has stood many, 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 many watches, drifts off to sleep.
Movement in the spiritual vibrations of the area? And what about Taryn?
Perception awareness. Taryn? Actually, let me get perception awareness from both of you, Taryn and Astoria.
Does River need to make this roll?
What diff?
Diff 6, actually.
Ooh, phenomenal. 1, 2, 3, 4, and re-roll. 4 successes for Astoria. And let's see, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4 for Taryn.
Not that you can see. Yes, actually. If River is awake, I need a willpower diff 9 from River as well.
Yep, I had said River was staying up for the first one. Diff 9, so I need 2 more dice. I believe that is a 10 on that particular pair of die, and that is a second 10. Okay, so 2 suck.
2 suck.
Yes.
River falls asleep.
Okay.
Astoria, you are the only one awake with Taryn. Actually, Taryn probably needs to roll as well. Come to think of it.
Taryn doesn't really use willpower, so he's at full. Huzzah!
Good for him.
So I don't have any skills that really use that other than alacrity, which I have not used recently. Whoa, no!
Did you hit baby cat?
A break for it?
No, I dropped a dice and baby cat is trying to eat my other ones. Ma'am.
Maybe is it cat?
Diff 9?
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 9s, so 4.
Okay. Taryn yawns a little bit. But like Astoria, he is able to fight it off and stay awake. He kind of nests down on your shoulder and just kind of quietly, almost like a little coughing voice, goes,
"Tired, tired, tired."
Dangerous to sleep, buddy. We gotta stay up.
He nods, preens her hair a little bit. Okay. From there, your watch passes uneventfully. And it is time to awaken the chase.
Okay. Going to try and awaken the chase. We'll see if it works. Walk over. Poke him with probably the backside of her bow. Just like not sure if he's gonna like lash out when he wakes up with all this weirdness going around. Hey, Chase.
Benji, does Chase wake up?
Assuming you guys are sleeping for 6 hours or so, you'd be talking like 2 hour watches.
Okay.
Chase, willpower roll, diff 9.
Can I spend a willpower on this?
No.
One success.
Chase does not wake up.
Hey, Chase. A little louder.
Another roll.
Another
poke.
That
almost sounded like a mortadello. I'm so proud of you.
How do you question her like that?
Willpower diff 9 from everybody else that's currently asleep.
One success. Oh, wait, I should re-roll that. Yeah.
Odd question. Do I get an easier roll for light sleeper?
Yes.
All right, what's my diff?
Diff 8.
Cool. 5 successes.
Olathe wakes up. It feels... Once upon a time, Olathe probably fought against the fact that she doesn't sleep, because, like, college sucks if you don't sleep normally, and might have imbibed some shit to put herself to sleep. You ever taken a sleeping pill and then found yourself awake while still under the influence of that sleeping pill? It sucks.
I did it one time on a fucking flight, and it was awful.
Look, I'm imagining at some point Olathe's parents were tired, like her grandparents were just tired for being up.
Fucking Benadryl, go to sleep.
Night. And at some point went, okay, it's going to be natural shit, but we're going to mix something up for you to go night.
As you're waking up, that is the feeling that you have of you are clawing out from under the influence of something.
Remind me, do 10s re-roll?
Yes.
Also 5 successes.
Same thing for Naomi.
Do I see them stirring?
Yes.
Hey. Chase won't wake up.
He won't wake up?
Yeah, I've, like, poked him twice. Like, I don't know.
Trying to keep us asleep.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Nothing happened elsewise, but that's sorry for waking you guys up. I'm trying to get him up.
No, it's okay. Actually, I'll go ahead and take this watch and we'll try again in a few hours.
Okay. Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these spider dudes, like, what is it, Jasoning people in their dreams?
Freddy.
Freddy, thanks. I don't do horror movies. I'm a scaredy baby.
No, it's okay. I had to think of it myself. And I'm like,
I know this. I know this.
Thanks.
There's a wormish spirit that fucks with people in their sleep, but you don't know of any weaver spirits that do.
Any chance that this weaver spiritual energy we saw was spoofed?
Possible, but really unlikely.
Hang on. Is it that unlikely, given that we saw actual fucking rust spiders like an hour from here?
This is not something you're familiar with rust spiders doing.
Okay.
Which is story.
You said weaver and spider, and I was like, wait a minute, worm and spider. I was like, wait a minute, we just saw worm spiders like a month or two ago.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
But we also saw weaver spiders trying to hold them back, so.
You did.
I think I'm gonna stay awake just in case it hit Jess pretty bad, and if we can't get Chase up, it's probably better to have more people awake than not.
Yeah,
this is not great news, for sure.
It really isn't. I can use some mind magic later to make sure we stay alert, but you know. I think I'm actually going to try waking him up just to make sure we can wake someone up.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like a time makes it worse thing.
Right.
I'm going to try and get Jess up too.
And Naomi is going to make another attempt at waking Chase up.
Chase, willpower. Tip 9.
You can pour water on him. Or snow.
Two successes.
Seems for a moment that he might wake, and then he doesn't.
Well, Naomi's going to look over at Aletha and Astoria and say, I'm about to try something stupid.
Can we try the snow first?
No.
Jessica also doesn't wake up. That was a botch.
Uh-oh.
Olathe is going to pick River up, by the way, and limp cat dangle.
Limp cat dangle.
For an attempt. There's two. Let's see.
Jesse do.
Okay, the 10 rerolled into another 10. So that is 3 suck to wake up Cat, I believe. Or wait, does she have? With acute senses, would they get a bonus for noise based or sense based wake up?
No.
Okay. Well, then 3 suck for River.
Can I try a smelling salt?
Or wait. yes.
Would I also be able to do the thing for Chase?
Yes.
first roll a 4, 8, 6, 6 to create a mind ward for Naomi.
Okay. River doesn't wake up, by the way.
Second roll, we're going to use a willpower about it and try to establish a mind link with Chase to wake him up.
You're incepting him.
Pretty much.
Okay.
We've got 6, 8, 10, 7, 9.
I'm incepting your dream, asshole.
I still need to see that movie.
That's a magician's quote, but it is a great movie. Okay. You get into Chase's head, and you don't find a dream there. He is deeply asleep. Dreamless sleep. There is actually a feeling of bliss going on here. Being asleep is much, much preferable to being not asleep.
Damn shame that. Because she's waking him up.
And she knows he's been having trouble sleeping.
Damn shame that.
How do?
Mind link. Gonna shake him out of it.
Okay.
She is going to start sending Gorillaz music over his own music. Loudly.
Give him the iPhone alarm noise.
The Rude Sandstorm instead.
Yes, the Rude Sandstorm.
That would probably tweak him out enough to wake him up.
He doesn't know that. That's next. That's the next attempt. She's sending the Rude Sandstorm at him, though.
Chase, willpower, Div 8.
Okay. 3 successes.
You feel and hear Darude Sandstorm in the distant corners of your head stir a little, thinking, that's nice, and slide back under again.
God damn it.
Well, then the next thing is to just turn all the music off.
Astoria, Jessica, did not wake. Didn't stir at all.
No smelling salts, even?
Oh, have you attempted?
Okay. Oh, yes. She is attempting smelling salts after trying to wake her up the first time. She knows for a fact her girl does not want to be put under by a fucking spider spirit. She would much rather be sleep deprived. Guarantee it.
Okay, exploding tins. Jessica suddenly sits bolt upright. What the fuck? And kind of rubs her nose really hard, like.
Sorry.
Oh, I feel bad.
You're good?
Kind of weeble wobbles a little bit. So tired.
Uh-uh. Look at me. Stay awake. Spiders are trying to put you to bed.
What? No. What?
Spiders are trying to put you to bed.
Eyes wide, but like there's barely a light on behind them. Okay, spiders. No, spiders bad. I'm
gonna hand her a half full thermos of cold tea.
Handful of espresso beans to the Jessica.
That too.
She drinks the tea and starts munching the beans.
Okay. Is everybody else okay?
Not yet.
Okay,
she gets up and kind of starts slowly pacing the room, almost zombie-esque.
All right, stay awake. Stay awake.
Stay awake. Well, at least we'll know if she falls asleep by the thump.
Yeah. I'm gonna go try Jesse.
Not a bad idea.
Naomi.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Turning the music off in Chase's head this time.
Okay. That's going to be a mind roll.
Yep.
Roll it.
And at 8, 10, 1, 10, 6, 5.
8, 10, 1, 10, 6, 5. Yeah, that should be, what, 4? Sorry.
Yeah, 4 successes.
Yeah. Okay. Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Willpower. Diff 7.
Neat. I was going to ask if compulsion, loud music, and the likelihood of just actually having a panic attack when the music stops would help him wake up. One, two, three, four successes.
Chase, you also wake up. Your music is gone. That's weird. But also, god damn, it would be so nice to sleep right now.
My watch. Wait.
Spider spirits putting everyone to sleep.
I'll turn your music back on, but are you awake?
Step one. 4 successes worth of mind ward. Does that make this a little easier?
Little bit.
Awake is, yeah.
Much less of a compulsion to go to sleep. It would just be nice. Sleep is good. Sleep is better.
We've gotten like no sleep. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I'm awake.
So with that confirmation, Naomi, we'll turn the music back on.
What's my diff?
Smelling
salts.
Jesse. Current willpower, diff 7.
She also has the smell thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's gonna be 5 successes.
Jesse, you sit.
Yeah.
Bolt upright.
What is that fucking wall?
Your nose is burning.
Well, that worked well.
Oh my god.
You feel as if you've just been torn out of the most perfect sleep you've ever had.
Hey there, Sleeping Beauty. You okay?
Oh my god, what the fuck is my... Oh!
Magic sleep, sorry.
Jesus!
To be fair, I did try and wake you up with just noise.
No, it's cool, I appreciate it. Oh! My nose.
Astoria offers her a jar of peppermint to sniff instead.
Don't do that. That'll make it worse.
Burn
Has anyone off. In here ever Get used away. Ammonia salts? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
What would be better to help? I don't know.
Nothing. You just have to wait it out.
Yeah, she's just like rubbing her nose.
Sorry, just gotta wait it out.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I'd rather this than fucking spider food.
It takes about a minute or so to fully clear out of your nose.
Amazing.
Depending on how, like, hard you huff that shit. I've used it for lifting before.
Fucking psychopath behavior.
It's a thing, yeah. Powerlifters and Olympic weightlifters do that. Some of them way too much.
Today I learned.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the only use case that I knew for it aside from waking somebody up from fainting.
Yeah, there's medical uses for it, but it's tangent, but it's a really good way to show that someone's faking a seizure. Anyway.
We're going to sternal rubs next.
It's a good way to show that someone's faking a seizure.
Literally, yes. I've done it 3 times. Works every time. I don't care how good your willpower is, you cannot resist flinching when someone sticks an ammonia inhalant directly under your schnoz. All right.
The only time I've had to deal with ammonia was actual ammonia, like in fields and shit.
You okay, Jesse?
Yeah, is everyone else up? She's going to look around.
It looks over at Chase. Yeah, it looks like it. You and Chase were the last two.
I actually need a willpower diff 9 from Samson. And the two cats are out. I probably need one from Milo as well.
Ooh, even Milo's out.
0 from Samson.
Yeah, Samson's out.
River is currently in the bag, head kind of poking out, just unconscious, lolling, but in the bag.
Limp cat.
Astoria looks at the smelling salts. I don't know if this works for animals. I don't know if it should.
Latham's knowledge.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it worked.
Okay. Samson, Milo? Sorry, buddy. Samson first.
Go for
it. Guard dog is important.
Guard dog is important. He specifically senses hidden magic and shit. He's the most important to get up right now.
Milo hasn't had a chance to do his own and rolled an interesting one.
Okay.
Double botched.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
So let's put that out there before smelling salts are used.
Samson has
acute
senses, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Current willpower diff 7 for Samson.
That is going to be 3 successes.
Samson does not wake up to smelling salts.
He's only got 4 willpower.
Luke is going to come over and offer River up for that.
Sure, try real quick. Chase, you might have to do like an inception shit like Naomi tried if the smelling salts don't work.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Turns towards River. Sniffy cat.
Sniffy cat.
Cute senses on her as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, diff 7.
Cool. Well, I rolled 6 dice and got nothing below a 7, so...
You hit your, loud cat hissing.
Hey. Going to also grab the link as she's holding the cat so that her paws are not getting out of the bag.
Yeah, she's pretty much running inside that bag for a few seconds.
It's okay.
Sorry, honey.
Tornado cat.
And over to Milo.
I don't know how you hold him for this.
Milo. Current willpower, diff 9.
Well, that's not a problem. He never uses willpower. 3 suck this time. Wait, no, I need to reroll those 10s.
Does he not have acute sentences?
Nope.
Because he's not a real cat, so that kind of makes sense.
4 suck.
Even with the double botch. Milo. His eyes suddenly snap open. And then he explodes. And there is cat goo with some eyeballs poking out of it, pretty much covering the entire vicinity. What the fuck?
Milo, well, could you get yourself off of me?
Apparently smelling salts work.
Nice. Sorry about that, Milo.
He just kind of oozes off of the various surfaces that he has splattered across.
Pull yourself together, please.
And in fact, pulls himself together and does not resume cat shape. Just does his kind of blob inchworm over to the mantelpiece of the fireplace.
I swear to fucking...
I could have left you for spider food if you would have preferred.
I have so many dice.
Kind of... The blob kind of wiggles like a cat shaking his head. All right, what's going on?
Some sort of sleep effect.
So we don't sleep.
Doesn't seem like it.
Oh no, do we need to go check on the horses?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, probably.
What is the base willpower of a horse?
Fuck. Probably not fucking good, bro. 5 is the base of a human.
You did this.
I don't think we get the horses awake at that rate.
I don't have gods and monsters nearby. It's in my house somewhere, but it's not nearby.
It's probably like 2.
I'm going to say 2.
I need a lot of exploding tens. Darby should roll it.
Someone's gonna have to come up with a creative way to wake up a horse.
Smelling salts for the horses.
I mean, mind link with a horse?
Oh, no, I think we just life them until they're not sleeping anymore.
Can Elisa just life control the horse's movement?
Ooh.
Get them out of this area?
So, bloodbending. Got it.
It's still storming outside. Like, we can't leave.
Can't leave right now.
No.
Yeah. That's probably your best bet to do some lifo magic. Dump a bunch of adrenaline in their bloodstream. I don't know, something. I'm not the player.
Honestly, might be the first step with Samson, too.
Yeah, Samson's still snoozing.
We're getting there. With Mind 4... and bond sharing and all of that. Would I be able to further lower his difficulty and give him another try? Like, substantially, with some real deep in there commands that he's been working on for the whole time he's had Samson, pretty much?
Yes.
Like, really leverage some of that. This is a familiar he's got 7 years of living with kind of deal. Cool.
Diff 6.
Diff 6. That is going to be 3 successes for that. To work on lowering it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what you want to lower it to.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant, was diff 6 is what it's lowered to. If it's Chase Trigger's base code fucking command line, it's diff 6 to wake up.
Mm-hmm. And that is what he's going to do. He is going to kind of scoot off to the side with Samson and just pet him for a little while. Lean down to whisper something in his ear. And you said diff 6 for the willpower. That is going to be 4 successes for Samson.
Okay. Samson wakes up, lifts his big, chunky block head, looks over at you like, why? Whines a little bit, and head hits the ground with a thump. But his eyes are open and he's awake. That is strong Samson speak for I don't want to be awake, Dad.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep it going anyway. Samson needs to stay awake. Golly fucking gosh. Continuing that line, should theoretically be a mind 3 effect to get somebody too wired to fall asleep, which would be diff 6 reduced by 1 because of enchanting features diff 5. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can do that with mind or life.
That would be a 7, a 6, a 10, a 10, a 10, a 9, what a 10, a 10, a 9, and a willpower for 10 successes worth of don't go back to sleep, buddy.
Jesus Christ, he's never going to sleep again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There's now an unholy cacophony as Samson commences to full speed zoomying inside this living room. Anything that gets in the way either gets bulldozed or jumped over, and he just keeps going.
He's given a moment to do that before Chase is going to break out the command voice and say, come sit.
He sits, panting hard and just vibrating.
Gonna lean down, grab him by his big, hyper-alert head, look him in the eyes, and say, all right, buddy, if I fall asleep, you're gonna drag me out of this house and as far points west that way as you can get me, okay?
Move!
Good boy.
All right. Horses.
I found my tens.
You found some goddamn tens.
That's my dog. You can't have him.
So, are we trying to wake the horses?
Probably not yet.
Okay.
Technically, they might have just Miranda'd this whole area. They might not actually be doing anything else. These people upstairs might have just slept to death.
So, what is everyone doing to stay awake for the rest of the night, if that's what you're doing?
Important question. Is it mentioned that the mind wards help against the need to sleep?
Yes, once we have reconvened, Chase will be specific. Benji, now that we're getting to what is everyone doing to stay awake, we're all back in the same room, bringing up, all right, everybody, mind word your shit up. It is some sort of mental attack, obviously. That's why we're falling asleep. Those of you who can't, find someone who can, and we'll deal with this until it's morning and we can get the fuck out of here. And as I guess Jesse's more or less designated psychiatrist at this point, Chase is going to go ahead and work with her on getting a mind ward set up for her.
Bless up.
Ben, before any more magic is done, because we've done a bit, how are the wards doing with the amount of magic we're doing?
Perception awareness. This seven.
Since I already rolled, that is 5 successes for Jesse's mind ward.
Okay.
You have 7. 1, 2, 3.
Also, 3. For Jesse's reference, this is the one time she would have been better off botching the nightmare roll.
Right, exactly.
6 successes from Olaitha.
Okay. As far as you can tell, nothing is leaking out.
Are we reaching near the cap? Or... is it bleeding off at a rate that we're okay? Since mind wards and stuff are bleeding
off at a rate that you're okay.
I say mind wards are mostly internal, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then adding my own mind wards to myself. Let's see, that one's cocked.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no?
I botched.
Oh no. Okay. 3 stuck, and I don't know if River can help with that.
So Astoria. For starters.
Okay.
Paradox.
How many? Sphere 1 effect.
2 then?
Yes, it will be 2. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second.
Puts me at 5.
Dice says 9.
Guys, that didn't feel good when I tried that.
Astoria. Willpower +9.
Is River not able to help then?
Good luck charm? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Which he did say, like, right when you said you botched the first time.
Oops. Banjo? B-roll?
We lost him.
I'm 90% sure that we've established already that good luck charm applies to the person that's has the familiar.
That's news to me.
But I could be misremembering that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okie dokie, let's see. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? I zeroed out.
Okay.
I did what I could.
So you take got the one less paradox.
So you got less paradox.
Let's fucking try again.
Difficulty.
Astoria sitting here. Fucking dark moon. Fucking fighters. Fucking funny. Fuck.
Maybe she's angry enough to stay awake.
I zeroed out a fucking game.
Fuck. Are you determined to have this 2 paradox?
Increased grumpiness volume.
Astoria, do you want to fucking help?
What? Yes, please.
Still haven't blown up on paradox yet, so okay.
Like usual, when Chase does anything mind-related with Astoria, he's gonna, you know, get down to eye level with her, give her the quick, like, you sure you're good for this? Just double-check. That kind of stuff.
Heavy
She's
huff.
Touchy about it. He's,
yeah, I'm
not gonna be hurried about it. That's gonna be 5 successes for Astoria as well.
Is someone getting Jessica as well?
Oh wait, Jessica has mind one.
But she has not learned how to do words.
Fuck.
Seems like the time to learn.
Seems like a good time for someone else to do it, and we can try and learn later.
Yeah.
I can take care of that.
I've got stay awake juice on Samson, ward on self, Jesse, and Astoria. Astoria, that is a 4, actually, instead of 5 successes, because I would have had the +1 difficulty for doing yours.
Okay.
Jessica would have wandered back over as Astoria was getting frustrated. So she's nearby.
I'm having a mind blank moment. What would it be for an effect on someone else, not self?
The mind 1 ward? Sphere higher.
Mind 2.
The 5.
And 1 increase difficulty by 1 because Naomi is past her limit, so 3 successes.
Okay. Jessica looks much less dead on her feet.
All right. So we just tough this out and hope that it passes in the morning.
I think that's the current plan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's... It's less likely to try and get us if we're all awake and, you know, moving around, right? I mean, they're mostly ambush, theoretically. So, like,
yeah,
like everyone was asleep up in the bed. They got. We're not asleep, so less likely to try and take us out if it's going to be a fight.
I definitely follow the logic, and I'm hoping that's it tracks. I hope it's correct.
Me too.
We'll plan as though it's not, but keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, likelihood of a fight here or fighting the elements out there?
Yeah, it could even be right. I mean, why bother putting us to sleep at all if you're just confident that you can win the fight? Well... Naomi?
Yes?
You have, what is it, like 50 Shades Darker, I think, was the next one?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we're all stuck here for the foreseeable future...
I guess I could read to everyone again.
We could laugh about bad smut.
Is everyone up for that?
I guess.
I mean, not a ton better, though.
Jessica kind of perches on the back of the couch next to Astoria.
If somebody brought Monopoly, speak up now. Like, we've got,
a deck of cards, that's about it.
5-6 hours to kill, and... need to make sure everybody's somewhat paying attention so they're not secretly sneaking off to sleep.
Sneaky sleep.
We can do that. While I'm reading, some people can work on charms.
Probably not a bad idea.
I'm trying to make the most out of this time since we're awake already.
Hey, Jesse, you want to give me back that trinket? I can see if I can get a little more done on it.
Yeah, here you go. Say so do.
Okay. I need a willpower diff 7 from everybody. Current willpower, including your familiars.
For just staying awake?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance that Naomi's charisma and enchanting feature can actually lower that difficulty a bit more?
Give me a charisma expression roll. Div 7.
Div 7, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, does that get lowered further from the enchanting feature? To div 5?
Yeah, it would.
6 suck.
Okay. Everybody bring your willpower rolls down to div 5, then.
So for Olathe, div 4?
Hot damn.
Yes.
We're really clawing our way back out of this one.
Man, alright. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
successes. All nice rolls, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you have more than 4 successes, you're good.
Taryn fell back asleep. He had 3.
All right, let's grab River here.
He just kind of splutes in your lap.
River's good.
I'm going to give him the old smelling salts again. Or I'm going to give him the old smelling salts.
Yeah. Samson, do a heckin' snooze.
After even with
all of those successes,
you know, yeah, never mind. I take that
really
back.
With
10 successes of Zoomy, I take that back. He's okay. He's the only one that needs fewer than 4.
Thank you.
That's 5 successes for Taryn.
Rude. Oh. Rude. And he kind of settles back in your lap, looking up at you a little sullenly.
Would you rather be spider food?
No. No. No.
Didn't think so. Sorry about that, everybody. If you weren't awake, you are now.
He's a very loud alarm clock.
Yeah. You should hear him when I oversleep. Baby cat, stop playing with the dice. Stop. Please.
Baby cat wants to roll the dice.
And she rolled a 2. Go back to sleep.
Hell of a way to pass the night.
Okay. The morning passes, or the night passes, uneventfully. Beyond that, as you go, you kind of can feel at the edges of your consciousness the strong desire to go to sleep, not just because you've been awake all damn day, you rode horses all damn day. Whatever this is still there. Probing around a little bit. But as time passes, those of you with time sphere know that it is morning before the sun breaks through outside. The storm continues to howl through most of the night until morning. And as the light slowly begins to come in through the windows, the wind dies away and it becomes clear that there's about a foot at least of snow on the ground outside.
God damn it.
But morning has come. And each of you puts a temporary dot on your sheet for sleep deprivation.
Oh, Latha, half a dot.
Jesse's like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Olitha only needs 4 hours of sleep a night, and she did just get, like, 3 hours of sleep last night, didn't she?
Yeah.
Is Olitha just okay for now?
Oh. I'll allow it.
Oh, okay.
The first night, I'm having to remember the mechanics that I cooked because it's been so long since it's been almost a year since I was beating Jesse over the head with not sleeping.
I was about to say, it's been a while since the nightmares have been a big problem.
The first night of sleep deprivation is going to be a willpower issue if you have to make willpower rolls. If you continue to not sleep, then it gets worse. I will find the exact mechanics because I wrote them out at some point.
So we need to get all the way through this spider area so that we don't have to stay up another night.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Which, it sounded like it's coming from... We're already, like, somewhat towards the outskirts of it, and we're 10 minutes outside of the town that it's around, so, like, we should be
the town we think it's around?
Yeah.
Should probably give the town a wider berth than we were planning on, though.
That is definitely the plan.
We just... I don't know. Feels like it's not too huge of a place.
Alrighty. And that is where we're going to end the session for tonight.
It do be a bit late.
So we will return next week for you guys getting the fuck up out of here.
That was terrible.
That was great. Where'd you go? He lived.
XP?
One for everybody.